And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Dan Wingham. He's the manager of strategic partnerships at Integris Credit Union. Just before the break, we've been discussing, obviously, the difference between banks and credit unions. We've been talking about credit unions themselves and, of course, Integris being its own credit union. Even though you're in a pool with other credit unions, not every credit union is exactly created the same. For myself, now, one thing that has impressed me, particularly about Integris, is the level of employee satisfaction. Because I do know a few of your employees, and I see when I'm out with these employees at functions that have nothing to do with Integris, they have nothing but positive things to say about Integris. And it's not that I'm asking questions either. It's that, you know, this is something that they're volunteering, contributing to the conversation. And I know quite a lot of people in the financial services community that aren't with Integris, and I can say confidently that I don't have those same conversations with those individuals. And the comment about reformed and recovered bankers would definitely tie into that comment there. So that says more to me personally than any advertising and any creative advertising could ever do. So it's very easy to see benefits for both members and for employees. But now I'd like to focus on services because, of course, people are always, and Canadians, we're always shopping for services. So what are some of the specific differences between products? So we're looking at the idea of full service banking, which is generally what people are shopping for and looking for deals on full service banking. Can you just talk a little bit about what you offer at Integris?
Certainly. So banking is what we provide, and that's deposit services, both in the checking and savings side, term deposits, borrowing, whether it's secured in terms of a mortgage or a car loan, unsecured, you want to go to Hawaii, we do all of that stuff, just like the banks do all of that stuff. So on the surface, it may not look all of that different. To your point about the people that are delivering those services, it is our view that our staff need to be really, we call it all in. And from what you've described, that sounds to me like that the folks that you're communicating with at these events are most definitely all in. And I get the privilege of seeing that daily in the work that I do and those that I work with. They're all in, knowing that we can do all of those things. We can, all the bank stuff, we can do that. We can do more than our competition on the insurance side. Everything from your car to your home to your life, we do the insurance, we do the wealth management, we do group health benefits for employment. So we've got a very capable strength, both on the retail side for the household, the family, the individual, and on the business side, whether you're a sole proprietor just getting going or whether you're an enterprise of some scale. We've got solutions across the spectrum of your financial needs. We see a lot in this industry. I'll stick to the retail side or the personal banking side. You'll have a relationship with this financial institution for a while. Maybe you'll start an RSP there, and then they make you mad. And so you'll move your banking, so day-to-day operational banking from them to the next FI to the next, depending on, what a lot of variables, maybe where you live, maybe how you've been treated, maybe the rate you're paying, whatever it is. And so you start to get really fragmented, financially speaking. That can be very confusing and overwhelming. Not to mention the disruption caused by having to move that financial habit from place to place. So we see that once you're in a place, you're pretty much stuck there until they make you really mad. That can be a challenge for us to overcome, with the whole, philosophy and values and why you maybe want to choose cooperative finances compared to just being part of a big faceless bank. We say that there's a pronounced difference in values. You can do all of the things that you can do at the big banks. This comes as a surprise to so many people I talk to. They have no idea, A, what a credit union is or the scale and the offerings that we have. And so when you start talking about the diversity of the array of solutions that we have for people, they're usually pretty surprised. So full service is kind of a buzzword in the industry.
It is.
It's more about a full relationship in our mind. And so for us, we want you to, obviously we want to do, we want to grow our business, because when we do grow our business, we grow our community impact. Our profitability has a direct relationship with the investments that we can make in community, the dividends that we pay back to members. So, you know, we haven't touched on that. And that when you're an owner, you get to share in the profit. It's not a huge number, but it's a number. And that's more representative of something than it is, you know, compelling reason to go to Integris or a credit union for that matter. Some are more the patronage style where they'll charge you more in terms of your interest, the rates that you pay and maybe the fees that you pay, but you'll get a bigger check at the end of the year, right? That's how they do their profit share. We're not about that. We'll pay dividends according to our profitability, but we have a clear mission that that mandates us to be thinking really equitably about members, staff, and communities. We're the first living wage employer north of Hope that we know that was certified. In fact, we developed the certification. One of our analysts was really hot for that, and she just took. That's another thing. We empower our staff, and this individual said, "I want to do the living wage," not in her role description anywhere. And we said, "That's a big thing." And she said, "I know, I've looked at it," and she did it, and she's become a thought leader here in Northern BC. She's helped other employers become living wage certified, and she's sort of written the calculation for this part of the world, and she's given her her insights in other conferences across Western Canada. So that's just another way that we support people and in the work that they do.
So I appreciated your comment about the faceless banking, because that's actually written in my next question here, because it does seem like the major banks are moving towards faceless banking. And I'm really referring to banking that isn't actually personal. It's advertised as personal, but there's no relationship, so therefore it cannot be personal. And apparently artificial intelligence will even be providing financial advice to bank customers in the foreseeable future. Now, sometimes I can appreciate faceless banking when people are in a hurry, but it's really not convenient to not have that option for personal banking. Now, in their last couple of minutes here, can you let us know if Integris is going to be following that trend of the faceless banking?
It's hard to say what the future will bear, but the short answer is no. We have to provide our members the channels which they want to do business with us. So certainly digital is important. AI is not something on the roadmap at this point for us. It's a huge investment of resources. It's not perhaps well understood. So for us, from a values and a philosophical perspective, we want to provide all the conveniences that our competition would. We may not do it as well, or we may do it better, depending on all sorts of variables. But at the end of the day, one of our differentiators is, well, it's really two, speed and trust. And so because we are close to where the decisions are made, decisions that may require some more thought, we can make, we're more nimble in that sense. So we are often faster with more complex decisions. And trust always comes back to the relationship. Our people don't come to be promoted on to the next position in their sort of corporate ladder life in a city, maybe within the region, maybe outside of the province. That's what typically happens in the banks. Our people, when they land at Integris, they're there to stay. And that relationship begins, you know, with a conversation, and we see it extending on for generations in some cases. So faceless banking, no, we're going to provide the conveniences that our members demand, and we do that already. In fact, credit unions provided a lot of those innovations. We don't need to go into in detail, but credit unions are typically the first out the gate. Banks follow once they see it's a proven concept. We're not going to be closing the branches down. That's actually entirely contrary to our mission. Our branches are open for business, and our people are ready, willing, and very excited to be working with our members, their families, and their future families in terms of enriching their lives.
Well, I appreciate that your institution has a face, but it also has ears. Thanks very much for your time today, Dan. Very much appreciated. I hope to have you on again soon.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me.
To my listeners, thank you so much for your time, and we will chat again very soon.
a half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.